Hi, Tim.
Hi, Kelly.
So glad to have you here today. How are you?
I'm good. A lot has happened in the old movie industry since last week, hasn't it?
I think so.
We can talk about that after movie reviews. But first, new in theaters is Morbius, the latest Marvel supervillain movie from Sony, which does their Marvel movies apart from Disney. Jared Leto stars as Dr. Michael Morbius, the world's foremost authority on bloodborne illnesses. Finding a cure for his rare disease has been Morbius's life's work since he's gaunt, weak, and only able to walk with crutches since he was a child. His other incentive is he needs to find a cure to save his best friend, played by Matt Smith, who's been suffering from the same disease since childhood. Morbius's idea for a cure involves fusing human DNA and vampire bat DNA, and when he used himself as his first test subject, the scientist turned into a half-man, half-bat, a man-bat, essentially, that can only be tamed with artificial blood for short periods of time. But human blood is what makes the creature thrive, and he continues to fight his impulses as he hopes to find a cure and fights another nemesis, who is perfectly fine with being a vampire. Jared Leto is always brilliant as Morbius, and I don't know how he did it, but he looks to have starved himself for some scenes and jacked himself up for others as he finds this cure as it kicks into effect. What's great about Morbius is it's not your typical vampire tale. He's not only sparkly like Edward Cullen from Twilight. He's more like Gary Oldman's Man-Bat Dracula and the vampires from Underworld. The special effects are awesome in Morbius, and in a way, this movie feels like a cross between the Underworld movies and The Matrix. Morbius is new in theaters. Now, also new in theaters is the art house release You Won't Be Alone. Now, this movie was pitched to me to review, and I bid on it because it's a horror tale featuring Noomi Rapace, who is a great actor. I had no idea, though, that the dialogue of the film was going to be in Macedonian. The movie is set in Macedonia in the 19th century, and a girl is transformed into a witch by a gnarly specter of a woman burned at the stake, who, of course, is a witch herself. Through this ghost, the girl, in a very grisly manner, learns how to shapeshift into other human beings and sometimes animals, and she tries to find a comfortable life in a very unforgiving environment. Witchcraft tales, especially those of the Salem witch variety, freak me out, and so does this movie. I'm not saying it's good or a must-see. In many ways, it feels like a severely twisted Grimm's fairy tale with a very grim outlook. In short, it's gory and very bizarre. You Won't Be Alone is new in theaters.
That sounds horrifying.
Horrifying and horrible at the same time. How about that?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's like it's a, almost like it's a terrible storyline, like so much you don't even want to watch it. It sounds like it's just not.
Well, look, I mean, look, I sometimes, you know, it's like I'm lacking a movie. I got obviously a pick like Morbius. And then, I do get pitches once in a while. There are movies that, you know, are out there that are more the art house variety that I go for. And again, you know, you've seen an actor like Noomi Rapace, who was in the wonderful, some people don't like it, but I thought it was great, the Alien prequel Prometheus. And she's been in a lot of stuff. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, a witchcraft tale, witches kind of freak me out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that this might be something. It's horror, you know, which I like that genre generally. And then I find out that, well, it's in a foreign language, which is fine because honestly, Kelly, and I think you probably found this as a musician all these years, you tend to lose a bit of hearing over time. So you tend to use captions with everything you watch.
Yeah.
I do.
I do too.
And, you know, look. So that's that. The whole foreign subtitle thing, that's not even an issue for me. You know, it's just a very bizarre story, and it's very grim. It's very bloody. And it's just one of these movies where you sit back and you say, what the hell is going on here? I don't know what's going on.
I don't. OK, so was the acting in it? Was the acting fine? Was it pieced together? OK, it was just that it was just a gross story.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, look, I'm sure art house lovers will, you know, love the subtext and all that kind of stuff. Look, I just like being entertained. Now, somebody like Noomi Rapace, like I mentioned, you will recognize her if you see her.
Okay.
If you Googled her. And she's in it, but just a very, very short time. So there's another bait and switch. It's like, okay, now I'm watching this, you know, very strange movie, and I really don't know anybody in it. But again, effort went into this film. I can't rip people for, you know, trying.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't connect with me.
Yeah, I do recognize her face.
Yeah. She's a terrific actor, and I love her. And that's why I gave this movie a chance, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, when you don't like something, I probably won't like it. So this is, you're talking witches, you're talking scary, you're talking really gross. I'm probably not going to watch, but there might be that part of me that if somebody had it on in the living room, I might peek out from a door to see what's happening and then because I don't want whatever's on the TV to see me. I mean, that's how I feel about those kind of things. They just make my skin crawl. It just,
I would much more recommend Morbius. Now, in a way, yes, this is a horror movie because it does bring a vampire-like character into the superhero world. Jared Leto is a terrific actor. I love him. I think he is great in everything he's in. I don't know if this is his best work. I mean, probably far from it. But even Jared Leto's, I don't want to even call it lesser work, but something that he isn't as impactful in, is still really, really good. I mean, he's a very, very talented actor, as is Matt Smith, who played Doctor Who at one point. And, you know, look, it's a basic story. You know how it's going to unfold. It's an ABC sort of plot. It just kind of goes by the book. But, you know, look, I know a lot of, I don't read other reviews, but I see a lot of headlines. A lot of people are ripping this movie.
Oh,
maybe it's because it was a comic book and people are disappointed in the way that was interpreted. I can see that, but I'm not a comic book guy. I'm a comic book movie guy. So I look at it from an entirely different standpoint. Does it entertain me? Does it hold my attention for the whole time? Yes, it does.
Mm.
You know, so that's to me what matters. I mean, you know, again, everybody has different standards for watching movies. And look, if anybody should be critical, it's me, you know?
Right.
I'm freaked out by vampires. I want to be entertained, you know? But yeah, this is interesting. I will say bringing the vampire thing into a superhero genre is interesting.
Okay. It sounds like, it's like he fights with the good guy, bad guy kind of scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would describe him as an anti-hero, more like a Venom. You know, Tom Hardy did Venom. First movie was great. Second one, not so much.
Yeah.
But it comes from the same, you know, comic book lineage. I mean, Marvel, you know, and they have anti-heroes, a sort of guy / man bat or whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
That, you know, he knows what he takes out a bunch of bad guys. So it's like, okay, they are bad guys, but he really overall wants to find that, you know, a real cure. He's conflicted. Okay. So there you go.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I might see that one, but I will have nightmares because vampires freak me out too. But you know, this one, he doesn't, to me, when I look at the pictures and stuff, he looks more like, he reminds me of Planet of the Apes. He looks more scary.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. You know, because some of his looks sometimes are half, you know, human, half bat.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a scary. The makeup, I guess you're right. It does, in a way, reminisce that.
Yeah. Well, I might look at that one then, because if you're telling me it's entertaining, as long as I got somebody to hold on to, I'll have to drag Darren along for the ride and make him.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect date movie. No,
right.
Go to see The Lost City if you want a date movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I want to see that
Sandra
one too.
The Sandra Bullock one. Yeah, yes.
And I think both of these are in theaters, right?
Yes, they're both new in theaters. And I don't know for how long with especially the second one. That, again, it might be harder to find because it's more of an art house release. But definitely Morbius is a wide release.
Okay.